To Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we look at how you can say I do in a sustainable, eco-friendly way. A wedding comes with many decisions. Sustainability doesn't often rank high on the priority list. But there are lots of ways brides and grooms can have a perfect day while having a small impact on the planet. The Green Bride Guide states the average wedding produces 400 pounds of garbage and 63 tonnes of CO2. With an estimated 2.5 million weddings every year, that's about 1 billion pounds of trash and as many emissions as approximately 4 people would produce in a year in just one single day. Cork-based chef and caterer Orla McAndrew offers 5-star zero-waste wedding meals for your big day.
I'm the only wedding caterer in Ireland, as far as I know, that is offering couples the opportunity to have a zero-waste wedding. And what that means is, literally, I'm working only with surplus produce on the week of their wedding. So they have absolutely no idea what's going to be on the menu, nor do I. And it's completely reliant on local seasonal produce that is in surplus. I initially came up with this idea, I think I was maybe 3 years into my business, and I had been working really, really hard on reducing and minimising waste, because weddings can be quite wasteful, and people, if you go for buffets, you'll often find that there's so much abundance of stuff to make it look beautiful that you're left with food then that isn't eaten. So that just goes against the grain for me. And I've been working really hard for kind of 3 years on really minimising my waste and really tuning into exactly how much was needed. And I have that nailed, and I've had that nailed for quite a while. And I just knew that there was something more that I could do. And so this idea of starting in the first place with food that would or could otherwise end up in landfill was just the next step, the natural next step for me.
A 2019 Reducing Commercial Food Waste in Ireland report published by the Environmental Protection Agency stated that over 66% of food waste from the food services sector is avoidable. Hotels have the highest level of food waste, with vegetables topping the list of shame, followed by bread, meat and potatoes. Connecting with suppliers is something that Orla McAndrew is familiar with from her work in the food industry.
All I can guarantee people is that it's going to be the best of what's in season. And it's always balanced. And if people still get to choose, if they wanted to go vegan or vegetarian, or if they didn't want to have red meat or they wanted more fish, then I will make sure that I, honour those dietary requirements. And it's always a beautiful variety, because I have tons of suppliers who are on board with this. So we have fish and we have meat and we have beautiful breads and grains. And, it's not limited in any way. Best part of my job, genuinely, is connecting with Irish food suppliers and Irish growers and Irish farmers. And that's been a huge part of my job from the beginning, is really honouring them and making sure that the work and effort they put into growing on our behalf is not wasted, basically.
The wedding dress can feel like the most important part of the big day. However, many wedding gowns come with a huge carbon footprint, as the power to create the dress and transporting it to Ireland build up. Lucy Ryan owns Bella Blue Vintage, Cork's only vintage bespoke bridal shop, offering vintage finds from the 1920s to 1970s, Paris to New York, as well as new dresses created by sustainable, conscious Irish designers.
We originally started specialising in just vintage wedding dresses, but then obviously found that it's kind of such a niche market that we did branch out into new designer dresses as well. We try and keep it like local or small businesses or kind of small productions. Most of our designers will be kind of zero waste, vegan, ethical fabrics, ethical production. It's all about kind of sustainability at the same time as well.
So what is a sustainable wedding dress?
Recycled fabrics for like making beading, recycling silk, so recycling the fabrics. A few of our designers will plant a tree for every dress that is bought, so it's kind of giving back to the environment, things like that. A lot of our dresses, people tend to rewear them, so like cut them up. We do a lot of separates, like skirts and tops, so people, what they love about that is that they can wear those pieces again, and it's still kind of giving that lovely memory of the best day, but also they get to feel it more than just the one day. And we also do, obviously, the vintage. So that's something that's just saying it's not just for one wear. It's not one person. It's just a story that continues and nothing's being thrown in a landfill.
There is no universally agreed upon definition for sustainable fashion, which makes things... which makes things tricky. There is no universally agreed upon definition for sustainable fashion, which makes things tricky. There are lots of factors to consider, including what the garment is made of, its carbon footprint, how much the garment factory worker was paid to produce it, and where it's going to end up after you've finished wearing it. But one thing you're guaranteed with a vintage wedding dress is it is unique.
There's a history there. Someone has had, you know, has worn it, or a lot of times, like, someone has made it for them. Like, you can tell it's not, like, mass-produced. It's definitely, like, hand-stitched, hand-sewn. So, like, someone's mom or granny or aunt has, like, made them this dress for the big day. And I just think that's so beautiful to be able to, like, keep that kind of spirit alive as well, which is lovely.
If you love the idea of planning an eco-friendly wedding but don't know where to start, visit Orla McAndrew Bespoke Catering or Bella Blue Vintage online, or check the show notes of this episode.
And we're stronger when together. Ours to Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.